Well, there's been a global outpouring of alarm and support in cash and kind for Australia's wildlife so hard hit by the fires, and the federal government today responded by establishing a $50 million fund for wildlife. The Environment Minister Susan Lee is now suggesting koalas could be endangered in some areas after the fires, with conservationists urging the government to make an official nomination to that effect. But what would that do to help koalas, especially when longer, more intense fire seasons are anticipated to become the norm? Stuart Blanch is the Senior Manager for Land Clearing and Restoration at the conservation group WWF Australia.
Yes, we think koalas should be listed as an endangered species, particularly in New South Wales and Queensland. It would help ministers and public servants who want to protect koala habitats to make decisions that give koalas greater protection. But to be honest, we have lots of native wildlife in Australia already listed as endangered, and they receive very little protection under Commonwealth environmental law. So it really depends on the minister and the public servants as to whether they really want to use the law that we already have.
We've heard the Environment Minister, the Federal Treasurer, speaking of an ecological disaster, the Minister suggesting that koalas are now endangered. Do you think that there is now a sense of an appetite for a ramping up of government action to protect particularly koalas?
Well, I certainly welcome the Treasurer's and the Environment Minister's announcement today and the funding. It's very welcome, particularly their admission that this is an ecological disaster, a catastrophe, and it is. And it's great that they're finally giving the due recognition to this disaster for our wildlife and nature. And we want to see a significant investment over time. $50 million as a first instalment is welcome, but 10 million hectares of our forests have burned. More than 1 billion animals are probably dead or will likely to die. So the $50 million is only equivalent to about 2.5% of the $2 billion announced by the Prime Minister last week for communities. So that $50 million figure has to be followed up with more investment over time.
The koalas in particular have captured the global imagination. There's been global shock and there's been a lot of help pouring in internationally in kind and in cash for them. But is this likely the end of the road for koalas living in the wild in Australia if we're going to see these repeated extensive bushfire seasons?
I don't accept that koalas have to go extinct. They're certainly headed towards extinction, and WWF went on the record last year saying even before the fires, the rampant deforestation, particularly in the eastern states, is driving koalas towards extinction by as early as 2050 in the wild. These fires make that much more likely. But I remain full of hope, and I'm not going to despair because the solutions, we already have them. We need to rescue the wildlife already injured by the fires, particularly koalas. People love koalas. If we can't save koalas, I'm not sure what we can say, frankly. And longer term, WWF has a plan to save and grow 2 billion trees across the country, including a 10 million hectare reforestation target. And that is coincidentally the area of the fires to date.
Now, specifically, the government has decided to establish an advisory panel, the head of which will be the new Threatened Species Commissioner. What should their priority be, their first priority? And do they need to look at something like trying to move koala colonies out of existing locations?
Well, I think it's great that the government is setting up an expert advisory panel, and there are many very qualified conservation scientists who would love to be on that. I think the best thing is always to conserve wildlife in their forests. But to be honest, this is unprecedented times and the normal rules of conservation no longer apply. And sometimes the only solution and the smart solution is to remove wildlife, including koalas in very at-risk colonies, into protection whilst the threats are reduced.
Stuart Blanch is from WWF Australia.